This is KUT Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Voting rights, immigration, movement building, economic empowerment, the media's portrayal of race. Those are some of the topics up for discussion at the Summit on Race in America, starting Monday at the LBJ Presidential Library on the UT Austin campus. So is the search for what Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. called the beloved community. Dr. Peniel Joseph will be presenting about that. He's the founding director of the LBJ School's Center for the Study of Race and Democracy. Joseph argues King's concept has never been more relevant than it is today.
This idea of a beloved community for King was a community that was free of violence, free of war, free of racism, free of injustice. But to get that freedom, we had to earn it. We had to have not only conversations, but King-led protests and demonstrations, always nonviolently, a beloved community that is multiracial, multicultural, multi-class, I'd say now multi-gendered, when we think about sexuality and sexual orientation, a beloved community that includes both citizens, but people who are undocumented, who are still global citizens, right? And still have rights in terms of human rights and God-given rights. So I'm interested in discussing this search for the beloved community in the age of Ferguson, in the age of Trump, in the age of Obama, where we're at today, where we seem more racially divisive than ever in the context of Brexit, in the context of mass shootings in New Zealand and Charlottesville and white supremacist rallies. We have to really not just have a conversation, but enact that beloved community in our policies, our curriculum. As a community here in Austin, we like to say we are a progressive community. We need to walk the talk.
How do we enact these changes to get closer to a beloved community?
Well, first of all, we have to talk to each other and we have to share our truths with each other and to really find what are the common grounds of those truths. And that's what Dr. King called for. When Dr. King talks about, justice is what love looks like in public. I think in the 21st century, in 2019, we need to talk to each other and find out what common ground we all share. And so when you think about that beloved community that King talks about at the March on Washington, he says we have to talk about racial slavery. He says once we talk and have this transformation, the sons and daughters of both those who were enslaved African-Americans and the sons and daughters of those who were owners, plantation owners, can sit at a table of sisterhood and brotherhood and humanity, right? So these are the hard conversations that you have to have. And I think once you have those conversations and people get together, you can absolutely organize for social justice, for public policy transformation. But I think sometimes we think that King wanted us all to just hug each other and not have these difficult conversations, these courageous conversations. And that's the last thing he wanted. He wanted us to have those conversations. And he said the price for the beloved community wasn't going to be violence, but the price was having those tough and difficult conversations. And we were going to have shared power and shared resources.
How do we start those tough conversations?
Well, I think the work of the center is dedicated to that. And I think this race summit where we're having high profile both young and civil rights veterans and leaders, there's a multi-generational conversation that's going to be happening. And I also think we need to create safe spaces for people where people can come in and say the wrong thing, in quotes. They can come in and say, hey, I have a lack of knowledge on this issue, but I want to learn. And they can also say, I don't know the history. I don't know the story. I think this idea of talking about things like white privilege is very, very important. Racial justice is very, very important. But we have to set up a framework so that people can enter this conversation. Because when it comes to academics, scholars, activists who've been in the field for decades and decades, this is a long-running conversation. And sometimes it's such a complicated conversation, people feel like they need to shy away from it. They feel anxious. They feel nervous, right? And this is not just white people when we think about politics of white fragility that Robin DiAngelo has talked about. It's African-Americans, it's Latinx, it's Native Americans. You really have to learn this story. No one is born knowing the history of oppression. So we all have to come in here with humility, and we're all looking for basically unearned grace in this conversation.
It seems like a summit like this is, everybody who's participating, activists, academics, folks who've been doing the work for a long time and to a certain extent kind of get it. What about the people who
don't get it, and they're not going to watch the summit online. And these discussions are not part of their daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly life. How do you reach those people?
Well, I think everyone should participate in the conversation. And I think everybody comes to the conversation at different inflection points. So for some people in the United States, the rise of Barack Obama was that inflection point. For others, it's going to be Ferguson and Baltimore and when there's racial uprisings. For others, their inflection point is sports, not just Colin Kaepernick, it's LeBron James, basketball, and NCAA, March Madness, right? For some, it's very personal, and it's that their own son or daughter has an African-American friend or a Latino friend that they've brought home. I think there's always going to be an inflection point and an epiphany. I think what we're doing here is not necessarily just speaking to the choir, because I think in these times are so rough right now and so racially divisive. You need a summit to bring even like-minded people together so that they can have some kind of not even just reassurance, but they can have a charge. They can be compelled and have a focus of saying, look, we want to be transformers and we want to be innovators and we want to be disruptors of a status quo that many of us feel is really un-American, because we feel that America at its best is not just a melting pot. It's really a nation of immigrants and this multiracial, multicultural nation where all dreams are possible and where racial justice is at the core of who we are. That is when we are liberty's surest guardian globally. I think what the Racial Summit tries to do is really bring us all together to the best of what America can be.
Dr. Peniel Joseph is the founding director of the LBJ School Center for the Study of Race and Democracy and holds the Barbara Jordan Chair in Ethics and Political Values at UT Austin. I'm Jennifer Staten, KUT News.